my watch, or more precisely, my phone says 12:30. You know what that means? We're going to start. And our next speaker, Carrie Brown from Baker & Botts in Houston. And let me tell you about Baker Botts in Houston. When it comes to litigating tax cases, whether it's the tax court or some district court, not just the Southern District of Texas, Baker Botts is not a law firm. It is the law firm, because Carrie Brown, along with John Porter, questioned Ms. Brown. Do you never give a state plan, do anything besides litigating? Do you have private clients as distinguished from telling Steve Dyer what to do with his clients?
Answer, Professor Johansson. 80% of what I do is tax controversy work.
Yeah. How about this? Have you ever been in the probate court in Harris County?
I have been to all five.
Whoa, okay. Just wanted to check out. I'm not being negative. I'm just pointing out we have a rather interesting person. I suspect we're going to hear a little bit about the Annenberg case, a recent tax court case dealing with Q-tip trust. I strongly suspect that we're going to hear a little bit about the McDougal case, which also involves, Ms. Brown and, well, instead of me talking, let's hear you.
Thank you. It is really fun to be. I think the last time I was on the campus of UT, it was to take my board certification exam. So I am glad to be back under. I'm glad to be back under equally stressful situations. So thanks, everybody. Today we're going to talk a lot about Annenberg and McDougal and the overarching issues of Q-tip trusts, terminating Q-tip trusts, Q-tip planning ideas. You will see in the materials, if you have downloaded them, I have borrowed heavily, and by heavily I mean exclusively, from the tax court and from Steve Akers. So the first two bookmarks in your materials are going to be the Annenberg tax court opinion and the McDougal tax court opinion, followed by Steve's write-up on each of those cases and Steve's I think it's still sort of draft close to final version of his thoughts on Q-tip planning ideas, which I have also stolen from, because while I am a litigator, I'm not a planner. And so I can tell you what I think based on how these cases come out, and I can tell you where you think you might go next, but I would always advise talking to someone who speaks 100% planning language instead of just, you know, when the mood strikes. So, where are we going today? As I mentioned, most of our time, frankly, will be spent talking about kind of Annenberg and McDougal and what happens as a result of those cases. It's an unfortunately named presentation because it's called, you know, Q-tip planning ideas. The issue is there's still a lot of uncertainty. And until the McDougal opinion gets fully... There's more to it, as you'll learn, if you're not familiar with the case. Until that gets resolved, I think there's still a lot of questions about what you can and can't do with a Q-tip trust if you want to terminate it. So let's move along. So Q-tip, Judge Toro in the Annenberg opinion quoted a State of Morgans, and it is truly my favorite quote from the entire opinion besides the taxpayers win, because we represented the taxpayers. But my second favorite thing he said in there was, Q-tip is an exception within an exception within an exception. Okay. And then I had to literally stop and think, and I had to visualize all of those exceptions. And then for this, I said, let me just draw them. So here you go. This character is one of my favorite characters from a webcomic called Hyperbole and a Half. And so if you like... humor, I strongly urge you to go find Hyperbole and a Half, but it's a meme that I like. So the first concept is you tax everything, okay? Then you have your first exception. Tax everything unless it qualifies for the marital deduction, okay? There's your first exception. And he said, oh, no, 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 but unless it's terminable interest property, then it goes back into the tax world. Oh, no, no, unless it's qualified terminable interest property, Q-tip property. And so this is sort of my visualization of how Q-tip is an exception within an exception.